Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Adams is under pressure to get crime under control in the city, and this morning it became personal. An aide to the mayor was mugged at gunpoint while scouting a location in Brooklyn for a mayoral appearance. Two men approached the 33-year-old aide, demanded his cell phone and wallet, and pushed him to the ground when he wouldn't comply. Both men got away, with at least one of them on a city bike. We told you this morning about a slew of shootings that occurred around the city overnight, but we didn't know the half of it then. We have updated numbers now.
Mayor Eric Adams says the crime is overshadowing all the good the police department is doing. Over the 4th of July holiday, there were 3 people killed, 21 shot and injured. But the mayor said despite that, the city is getting safer.
Since we instituted our plan, we're seeing a decrease in shooting, decrease in homicides. We're seeing a 30-year high in gun arrests. 30-year high in gun arrests.
He insists the city is moving in the right direction.
Is it moving as fast as I want? No, I want it faster. I'm like New York because I want results overnight.
He said, of course, the city could use some help. Namely, judges can't simply release a suspected felon right after he's been arrested. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds News.
He traded in his helmet for a shield. Former NFL player Dominique Williams has just graduated from the police academy. In an interview posted to the NYPD's Instagram account, the 29-year-old cop says he's always felt destined for police work, even as he put in time with the Chargers, the Eagles, and the Lions.
Ever since I was young, my oldest brother was tragically murdered in front of our house, and I've seen the way that, you know, police came in and basically took me under their wing, made sure I was okay. At the time, I was playing sports, so they went to, you know, multiple of my games and just showed that support and love. And
Williams also says the structure involved with his NFL training also helps guide you to be a better police officer. Williams was one of 561 NYPD recruits who graduated to the rank of officer at Madison Square Garden last Friday. R. Kelly is no longer on suicide watch at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. The R&B singer was sentenced last week to 30 years behind bars on his sex trafficking conviction and then put on a suicide watch. His attorneys insisted it was solely for punitive purposes, and because he's a high-profile inmate, they sued officials, and today prosecutors said Kelly has been removed from suicide watch following a clinical assessment. Governor Murphy has signed a new set of gun safety bills. New Jersey will now regulate ammunition sales and require gun owners who move in from out of state to register their firearms and obtain a new firearm purchaser card. To get that card, they must undergo training, which will need to be renewed every 10 years. Another measure is aimed at gun makers and gun sellers.
We are enacting a public nuisance law that will allow our Attorney General, Matt Placken, to hold gun manufacturers and distributors responsible for the damage caused by the reckless and unchecked marketing and sale of firearms.
The new laws follow the recent Supreme Court decision that makes it easier for people to carry guns in public. A Long Island woman is under arrest for an attack on police officers yesterday on the Hempstead Turnpike.
We all want our mothers to be protective, but Nassau police say that 47-year-old Melinda Medina went too far after her 20-year-old son was stopped for driving with a suspended license and expired inspection sticker. Medina allegedly hit an officer with her crutch. They arrested the Levittown woman and took her to the Nassau University Medical Center for observation when they say she then punched another officer in the face. Both cops sustained injuries. Medina is charged with 3 counts of assault and harassment, among other charges. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
Her son was issued traffic summonses and released. Governor Hochul was at the Brooklyn Navy Yard today to sign some environmental legislation. It includes measures to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and create green jobs in New York.
These bills will be doing a major step forward in reducing our greenhouse gas emissions and also advance the clean energy industry in our state. Because, as you all know, we have the most ambitious renewable energy and emission reduction goals in the country.
The goals include 70% of electricity from renewable sources by 2030 and 85% emissions reduction by 2050.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.